Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode from Love Macy Podcast. I am your host, Macy. Hey, guys. Hey, what's up? How are you guys doing? Hope you are doing well. So I am so excited to share with you that I did an interview for a magazine. And at first, when they reached out, I thought, okay, this is spam. This is a joke. This is not true. Because I want to preface this by saying that I get a lot of spam emails where people pretend to be companies that they're not. And if you click on the links, they can hack your whole existence. And so I have to be very careful about what I decide to do and who I collaborate with. And so I did a little bit of research before I contacted these people back, and come to find out they are legit. So it's called Voyage Ohio, and they reached out to me. They wanted to do an interview on my story, and I just want to talk a little bit about the interview process, how I felt about it. And right now, as we speak, your girl is in a magazine and it's all around the US. I can't believe it. This company is based out of LA, I think. So if you're sitting in a waiting room, you may see me. If you're in a doctor's office, if you buy a magazine on the stand, I might be in it. And, you know, it's just a humbling experience to be able to share my story, because I do believe in the power of sharing your story, which is why I wanted so bad for my co-host to join me, which that's not going to happen anymore, because I really felt like they had a lot to offer and a lot of amazing knowledge. But anyway, guys, yeah, your girl is in a magazine, and I'm just so happy about it. It's like, wow, oh my God. So I don't know if I've done a podcast where I talked about my other project that I'm involved in, which is the Autism Storyteller. I'll do a separate podcast about that and my project and what that is and how often I update stories over there. But that was the whole premise of the interview, is they just wanted to know how I got started, what made me start the Autism Storyteller. And so it was so fun. They just asked me a bunch of questions about why I started it, which, like I said, I'll do a podcast and I'll talk with you about that. And I just discussed my story about my son and being diagnosed with autism in 2015 and the inspiration. I talked about school. I talked about my goals, things that I want to accomplish. And they were very nice. They were very friendly. And right now, as we speak, the magazines are being mailed to my house. And so I'm so excited to, like, be able to, you know, have that as something that I accomplished during my undergrad years. And I actually started the Autism Storyteller during my undergraduate studies. And so we talked about that. I also mentioned to them about, like, the importance of giving back, because I do feel like in this world that we live in, it's more important to give back than to receive. And so if it wasn't for me giving back, I never would have had the opportunity to be in a magazine or to have that experience. And so I want to encourage you today to find something or find a way to give back to other people. What is something that you can do that can make a massive, or not even a massive, but what is something you can do that can make a small impact on someone? And that's how you find your success, is just by doing that, by making something bigger than you, talking about someone other than yourself, making your life about other people and how you can help them and how you can assist them. Are they having a hard time? Do they need help with something? Is there some knowledge that you can give to them, right? And so that's how this opportunity came. It's just by doing that and by, you know, sharing my story and talking about autism, which is something that I used to be, not really sure how to word it. I mean, I am still passionate about autism, and autism has opened up so many doors for me because of autism, and giving back is the reason why this opportunity came. And so overall, the experience was nice. They printed everything exactly the way that I said. They didn't manipulate my words. I sent in photos. So there are like 4 photos of me like talking about it. And it was a really nice experience. Like, I was just so humbled to be interviewed by a magazine. So that's going to be the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And hopefully I continue to, you know, inspire you to go after your dreams, go after the things that you love, go after things that make you happy, find ways to give back to other people. And, you know, thank you so much for listening. And I will talk with you in the next episode. Bye.